Scientists in the United States say they've shown that there will one day be an unlimited supply of disease-free blood. Researchers at Massachusetts-based biotechnology company Advanced Cell Technology say they've used embryonic stem cells to grow human blood cells. They say they can generate 10 to 100 billion blood cells at a time, and the technique could put an end to problems hospitals have in sourcing blood for transfusions. The chief scientific officer at Advanced Cell Technology, Dr. Robert Lanza, told AM Simon Lauder he hopes to be doing human trials of the lab-grown blood by the end of next year, and the military will probably be the first to use it.
Well, what we've shown is that we can generate very large quantities of red blood cells from human embryonic stem cells, and these cells are just like normal transfusible blood.
So you've actually done this?
Yes. We've actually been able to create whole tubes of blood in the lab from scratch, and we've shown for the first time that they actually are able to upload and load oxygen just like normal red blood cells.
Was it hard to do?
Well, actually, there were many steps that we actually had been told were going to be impossible. So, for instance, the blood cells in our body do not have nuclei, so we needed to figure out how to enucleate them. And we don't really fully understand the mechanism that is involved there. But eventually, we did get them to do that. That was a hurdle, again, that we weren't sure was doable. And as far as expanding the cells, yes, we were quite amazed that we could generate so many cells.
What are the implications of this?
Well, obviously there are a number of advantages. You know, for instance, in the battlefield, in Iraq, when a soldier gets blown up, there simply isn't enough time for blood typing, and so they're required to use what's known as universal blood, the type O negative types. But that's very, very rare. And there's a severe shortage. So obviously, for instance, the military is very keen to be able to have enough blood, and so this would be one method that would enable us to virtually have an unlimited supply of blood so that we would never really have to worry about the medical needs. And this is similar, I think, also for the general public. The technology would give us a safety net. It would allow you to order backup blood when the supplies start running low, and so you would never run into a medical crisis. And then of course, there's another advantage, and that, of course, is that you can create these cells in the lab without any pathogens, so that you wouldn't have to worry about hepatitis, AIDS, or other infectious diseases.
Can you control which type of blood is produced?
Yes, absolutely. Depending on the embryonic stem cell line that you begin with, we'll generate that type of blood. So if you start with type A, you will get type A blood. Or if you start with type B or type O, you will get the respective blood type. In fact, we've created A, B, O, and also the Rh, both negative and positive.
Are you sure that these blood cells would maintain their integrity in the same way that the human body's cells would?
Well, that's a very good question. You know, all of these studies, you know, are ongoing, and so we will absolutely need to make sure that they are completely safe first, of course, in animals, but ultimately we will need to test these in humans, and I think the very first steps would be is to use small amounts, say a few ml of these cells that were labeled, and make sure they behave appropriately in patients.
And embryonic stem cells are the most controversial in that area of research. Does this have to be done with embryonic stem cells, or can other type of stem cells be used?
I don't believe so. This is a differentiation method, so it should also work equally well with the new what we call iPS cells. These are reprogrammed cells from the adult, and they should be able to do the same trick.
Chief Scientific Officer at the U.S. company Advanced Cell Technology, Dr. Robert Lanza, speaking there with AM Simon Lauder.